May 30th, 2008, the Food and Drug Administration issued a public health advisory titled National Transition from Chlorofluorocarbon, CFC-propelled albuterol inhalers to hydrofluorocaine, HFA-propelled albuterol inhalers. I'm Pat Clark from FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. FDA is alerting patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals to important information about albuterol inhalers. As part of a multi-year phase-out, chlorofluorocarbon or CFC-propelled albuterol inhalers will not be available after December 31st, 2008. Healthcare professionals should transition patients to the hydrofluorocaine-propelled albuterol inhalers now. Albuterol inhalers are used to treat bronchospasm or wheezing in patients with obstructive airways disease, such as asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The propellants, also known as sprays, CFC and HFA, push the albuterol into the lungs when a patient inhales. Currently, there are three approved HFA-propelled albuterol inhalers, ProAir HFA Inhalation Aerosol, Proventil HFA Inhalation Aerosol, and Ventolin HFA Inhalation Aerosol. In addition, an HFA-propelled inhaler containing levobuterol, a medicine similar to albuterol, is available as Zopanex HFA Inhalation Aerosol. Each of the previously mentioned four HFA-propelled inhalers is a safe and effective replacement for CFC-propelled albuterol inhalers. The manufacturers of HFA inhalers have increased production so that there is adequate supply of these products available now. HFA-propelled albuterol inhalers may taste and feel different than the CFC-propelled albuterol inhalers. Notably, the force of the spray of an HFA-propelled inhaler may feel softer than that of a CFC-propelled inhaler. It is important to prime and clean the HFA-propelled inhalers to prevent blockage in the inhaler device that will prevent the medicine from reaching the lungs. Each HFA-propelled inhaler has different priming, cleaning, and drying instructions. Therefore, it is important to read and understand the instructions that come with each of the HFA-propelled albuterol inhalers before using them. The national transition from CFC-propelled to HFA-propelled albuterol inhalers is due to an international environmental treaty called the Montreal Protocol on Substances that Deplete the Ozone Layer. Under this treaty, the United States has agreed to phase out production and importation of ozone-depleting substances, including CFCs. Several CFC-propelled inhalers containing other medicines have already been phased out. Over the next several years, other CFC-propelled inhalers will be phased out. You can find more information at www.fda.gov/cder/mdi/albuterol.htm. Updated information about drugs with emerging safety concerns is available 24 hours a day at our website, www.fda.gov/cder.